Welcome everybody, Shinema 941, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about, of course, Halachos Av Amein, Simen Resh Tes Vav. We established the fact last share we were talking about in reference to answering Amein while somebody's learning, davening, and so on. And we said, what we ended off last year, we said that if somebody's, when it comes to the parts of davening, that it's nikkur, like moedim. Just real quickly to read from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, we spoke about Moedim, Baruch Hu, and so on. He says, we read it from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, but we get a better understanding. He says in Oiz Hei, actually, Vanias Amen Yehesh Me Rabba Bechlal, that's part of the Petur. In other words, if somebody's in the middle of learning, it's not just Amen, but even Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, they would not have to answer Lechaira. Again, he brings this all from the Sefer Hilchos Shlema. Aval Kedusha, but when it comes to Kedusha, right, we said when it comes to Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Moedim, Vamida Be'ez, the Siyas Kapayim, standing up by the Siyas Kapayim, the Kahanim Aduchering, and so on, as I, in other words, to stand in front of the Kahanim, as I in Lomad Becheder Echad, if you're in the same room, the bottom line is if you're in the same room, we said if it's Nicker, right, it's recognizable, Echad, Becheder Echad, Yachad Imatzibar is Chayiv, Lane Simon, then you would have to answer with them. Now, but he does say, he does answer, he does explain further over there from the Mincha Shleima, does it say for Piskei Tshuvas, that Aval Im Yosh Becheder Acher, if somebody's sitting in a different room, right? Let's say you're sitting in a different room. The Einat Tzibur Roy Ehu, and nobody could see, they don't really see you, right? I'm in the other room, there's a wall. But I can hear everything that's going on. So I hear Moedim, I hear Kedusha. Oh, so but if you're sitting in another room and learning, we're talking about, right? Learning in the other room, or davening in the other room, is poitim milanis gam the Kedusha Baruch Hu. Even from Kedusha Baruch Hu, Lamaisi, you would be putter, or you're in the middle of learning. Ka'isak bili mudai oibit filose, right? He says, even by davening. I'm sitting in davening, I'm concentrating on my davening, so I have to stand up by Kedusha, I have to go to answer Baruch Hu. No, so he says, Aval im Yosha, he says this in Ois 27, Aval im Yosha Becheder Achar, Ve'ein Hatziba Re'ehu, is Pata Milanes Gam the Kedusha Baruch Hu, Kesha Oisek Beli Mudai, Oibit Filosai. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. Now, what he does say, he brings from Shal Sashivas Kinyan Torah, he brings from others also, Omna Mizohir, and if you're stam talking to your friend, let's say, right, even if it's divrei chasidus, it's chayav lahafsik, then you have to stop. But then you have to stop. You have to answer kedusha. What do you mean? You have to answer baruch hu, right? You have to answer main. You have and yehesh me rabbi. You have to answer. You can't just not answer. You have to answer. If you just stop talking to your friend, even he says chasidus bi'alma, could be in your name musa maybe. But then you would have to answer. Then you would have to answer. It's only over there whereby you're learning middle of, with a rabbim. There's nothing to talk about. But if you're middle of learning, middle of davening, so then all these things you would not have to answer. If you're in another room, if you're in the same room, he said, Amen or Amen Yehesh Me Rabbi, you would not have to answer. You could answer. We saw from the Eshel Avram Mibuchach, you could answer, but in another room, and again, in the same room, you would not have to answer Amen or Amen Yehesh Me Rabbi, again, by learning or by davening, if you're learning or davening and it's going to interrupt you. But things that are nicker, we said you do have to, right? The Lani Seymour, Sharei Imloy Yitzhar Fimom Yehei Hadover Nicker, it's going to be recognizable to the people, right? So then by Baruch Hu, Moedim, Nisias Kapayim, Kedusha, all those things you do have to answer. But like he says, if it's in another room, and then people don't see you. If it's a glass wall or something like that, they see you, that's something else. Then you would have to also stand up or whatever. But if nobody sees you in the other room, right, there's a wall or whatever, so Potter Milana is Gam the Kedusha, you would also be Potter even from Kedusha and those other things because nobody sees you anyways. If you're learning and davening, if you're stam schmoozing, then you must, and you always have to answer. Even a main, and a main Yeheshma Rabbi, even in another room, that's nothing to talk about. Right, so that's a different story. V'yeshamim shebelimud ha'toyra b'rabim is poitrim l'chol inyan gam midivreim elu. So, again, v'yeshamim shebelimud ha'toyra b'rabim is poitrim l'chol inyan gam midivreim elu. Even from these things, again, if you're learning b'rabim, sort of like everything goes, as we said, and one does not have to stop, one is not supposed to stop. You're not supposed to stop. Now, he brings down Okay, so we mentioned last time the story from the Shiur Metzion Ba'alacha, how he brings down where the story of the Tzaddik, he told his Talmidim, that if when you're learning Barabim, not to answer unless it's the Silik in Yana. Unless it's Silikal. In other words, you're in middle, you finished off the subject, let's put it like that, and you didn't start the next subject, the next Inyan, then that would be fine. But he does bring down another interesting thing, one more quick thing. So to keep in mind, Misha Amit Tilim, if somebody's saying Tilim, you're saying Tilim, right? Or Yishar Psukim, the Nimsa Bepsukim shall Devar Haram. Let's say you come across something, a bad, right, in the Taichacha, whatever, you're saying Tilim, and it's a bad, not that the Pasuk is bad, but it's saying a bad thing, like a klola, a curse, or whatever. Veshomach Haveri Mevarach, and you hear somebody else saying a bracha, then Yitzhaka says, then you potter Milanes Amen. Then you potter from saying Amen. It shouldn't be makabel chas v'shalom haklala, right? You're saying a klala, you're saying a curse, whatever it is in Tilim or something, a bad curse in somebody, whatever the case is, and you hear somebody saying a bracha, now you're going to answer amen. It's like he said here a curse, and good, I'm amen to the curse, chas v'shalom. So then he says you would be potter. So that was, it's another interesting thing whereby one would not say amen also to their friend's bracha. Okay, just sending off the reading from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, the same thing from Oisik Belimuda. He says, he brings this from the where we are, Kafchaim and so on. Okay, but be it as may, so he says, right, Kafchaim is quoting also from Oisik Belimuda, in the middle of learning, Vihigiel Advarm. So we said from the Sefer Piskechuv, it's a middle of Tilim, but in the middle of learning, Vihigiel Advarm, Ra'im. Yeah, let's say you're learning the Teichacha or something along those lines, right? Klolim and these type of things. V'gilad v'am klolim b'shas shemiyas ha-bracha. At the time you hear a bracha and you're in the middle of reading the Pesukim of klolim, it's patim ilanis amin to have so then one would be potter from saying amen because it's ke'ilu like he's giving the klala on he's saying amen to the klala that's supposed to be. Rahman al-San. We come makim im efshet, but he ends off, if it's possible, a person should be careful, possibly, if it's possible to, if you know somebody's going to start saying brachis or ramin or something like that, efshet yirel hahtim oila achar ktsas kedei shladvatam anias. I mean, it's a good thing not to be mevatel the whole, and not to answer amen. That's not a good thing to do. I mean, if you're in the middle of a klola, in the middle of a klola, but if it's possible to either, you know, speed it up or delay it, in other words, not to say it, if you know you're going to be saying the klola, and somebody's saying, making brachas or something along those lines, either to, in order to be able to say amen, either, jump ahead or skip that part or whatever the case is, then you could say amen to the brachas that you are hearing. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.